What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about human-caused global warming. The IPCC is coming out with another report saying we're all on the edge of doom unless you let the United Nations tell you how to live your life. And the United Nations came out with a statement, there are only 12 years left to turn climate around or we're all going to die. More doomsaying. So, with that in mind, let's go back and look at some of the other doom and gloom predictions that we have been fed relative to human-caused global warming. Remember when back on March 20th, 2000, the UK Independent was reporting, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. We've had several record-setting winters since then. Now, scientist Paul Ehrlich says that in the next 10 years, global warming will kill 200 million people annually. Now, he said that back in 1970. And, of course, it did not happen. In 1970, left-wing liberal scientists reported in Life magazine, global warming will reduce the amount of sunlight reaching Earth by one-half by the year 1985. Needless to say, that did not happen. During the first Earth Day in 1970, left-wing liberal scientists warned that global warming will cause 80% of all life on Earth to die by the year 1995. That did not happen. Again, in 1970, left-wing liberal scientist Kenneth Watt predicted that global warming would cause an ice age in the year 2000. So we continue to see all of this nonsense that's being spewed on out to scare you into going along with the agenda. And if you've been paying attention the last several winters, you know we're not dealing with global warming. The planet is cooling, and it's probably going to get a lot worse because of the decline in solar output. Now, Al Gore predicted that in 10 years, global warming will make the surface of the planet unlivable for all mankind by making it a total frying pan. He said that in 2006. In 2008, Al Gore proclaimed that the polar ice caps would be completely melted by global warming by the year 2013. And that didn't happen. It's just a huge amount of nonsense. And what they're trying to do is sell this idea that global warming at the Arctic is melting all the ice and sending freezing cold air down, which is causing cold weather down here. It really doesn't work that way, simply because once the snow and ice is melted, the air involved has to be above the freezing temperature. And yet we're getting snow. It is. It's a joke. It's a hoax. Over here in Hawaii, people down on the Big Island got a little bit of a start, as it were. The Kilauea volcano briefly woke up again. Fissure 8 started sending out sparks, but it doesn't look like it's going to turn into what we saw before with all these buildings being eaten. And the U.S. Geological Survey is basically saying they're now on the lowest level alert for the volcano. And the good news is the tourists are returning. The Hawaii National Park, Volcano National Park, has set up new trails to look at the volcano, and people are down there. They're walking around, and so the economy is coming back for the town of Volcano, so that's a good thing. Now, here is a little bit of idiocy, and I'm really having a hard time thinking that this originated with NASA, but according to the Express in Great Britain, NASA has a plan to save the world from the Yellowstone supervolcano. And NASA is saying they will drill into the sides of the supervolcano in order to pump water down under high pressure to lower the temperature of the volcano and prevent a future supervolcano eruption, which would devastate humanity, which, yes, it certainly would. I don't know who did the math on this, okay? But you need to understand how much molten rock is down there and what an absolutely insignificant amount of cooling you're going to accomplish pumping water down those holes. And you need to be very, very careful about pricking the sides of a volcano. Bad things could happen. It's a dumb, unworkable idea. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So again, this NASA plan to thwart the Yellowstone supervolcano. They're going to drill pipes into it, pump in water. You'd need to pump in half the world's oceans to even begin to have some kind of an effect. And what's going to happen when all that water starts turning to steam? You could actually crack the rock over the top of the volcano. You could actually trigger an explosion by increasing that pressure. I don't know who dreamed this up, if they're really with NASA or this is just the express, you know, with fake news. But it's not a workable idea. There really isn't any way to stop Yellowstone. When it decides to go, it's going to go. I mean, they knew that Mount St. Helens was getting ready to blow, you know, for weeks before it actually happened. There wasn't a thing they could do about it. Mother Nature is in charge. They just learned that on the Big Island. They're about to learn that on the Florida Panhandle. Humankind likes to imagine itself at the pinnacle of its science and technology. And yes, we've done some pretty amazing things. But we are not really able to significantly affect the universe around us. We're not able to regulate the output of the sun. We're not able to change the shape of the Earth's orbit. We can't even clean up our own nuclear waste at this point. Over in Indonesia, speaking of Mother Nature being in charge, the death toll from the Indonesian quakes and the tsunami has now reached 1,944. And apparently they've decided it's time to call off the search for any more survivors. It's been too long. And they're going to start trying to clean up the mess and rebuild. Now, Jeff Bezos, along with all the other things that he's doing, he has a company called Blue Origin, which is a competitor with SpaceX, a privatized space company. And apparently, Bezos has signed a letter of intent with German aerospace companies OHB Space Systems and Security and MT Aerospace at the 69th Annual International Aeronautical Congress in Germany on Tuesday. The contract is for Blue Origin to send several metric tons of cargo to the surface of the moon in the next 5 years, suggesting that these German companies are considering building a permanent base on the moon, which would be kind of cool. Astronomers have discovered what they're calling the Goblin. It's a dwarf planet. It's way, way out there. And they're still looking for this mysterious extrasolar object that continues to distort the orbits of the planets. And I even remember back when I was at the Table Mountain Observatory, there was, back then they called it the 10th planet search because Pluto was still considered a planet, giving my age away here. And they've been trying to solve this problem. And they've managed to discover this little icy world. It's 300 kilometers across. It's in a very elongated orbit. At its very closest, it gets about 2.5 times as far from the sun as Pluto. Then it heads out to the outermost fringes of the solar system to almost 60 times further out than Pluto. It takes 40,000 years to loop once around the sun. And obviously, for 99% of its orbit, it would be too faint to see with our present astronomical instruments. But they're going to try and track this object and see if they can refine their calculations as to where this Planet 9, the new planet, Planet Unknown, may be. I have another theory. And this goes back to the article I wrote on how the Big Bang is just religion disguised as science. As you know, one of the pieces of evidence held up for the Big Bang theory is the so-called cosmic background radiation. But there's a little bit of a problem. When the COBE satellite went on up to listen for the cosmic background radiation, the theory said that it would be an absolutely featureless shell surrounding the universe, which makes sense because in the theory of the Big Bang, it emerged from a singularity. There should be no differentiation everywhere. But what COBE found was a very complex structure in this background radiation. Well, we don't really know how far this radiation is away from Earth, and it might also be a lot closer. So here is my theory, and that is that our sun was once part of a binary star system. And we know now from some of the discoveries made with Kepler that it is possible to have binary star systems with stable planetary groups. And so my competing theory here is that sometime long ago, our partner star, if you will, exhausted its fuel and exploded and created a planetary nebula, like you would see in the constellation of Lyra. Well, that planetary nebula has been spreading out and spreading out and spreading out, as they all do. And what COBE found was not the cosmic background radiation, but the remnants of the planetary nebula from that earlier star's explosion. Because we know somewhere near us, there had to be a stellar explosion to explain the presence of the heavier elements in our own solar system. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Paul in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I really like it when you talk about scientific matters. And there's a few points I'd like to make. They're kind of different points. But one had to do with, I heard a caller last week, and I hear a lot of these guys, they fret about the coming 5G, of the internet connections. And I'd like to remind people, and I'm very skeptical when I listen to these people doubting it, because none of the critics of 5G have actually, you know, either brought or rented a spectrum analyzer to see the amplitude of the signals and what is being radiated, because that can be quantified, that can be measured. If you get yourself a spectrum analyzer, you'll know about the overall amplitude at that different, frequency in the spectrum. And so, because a lot of these people never do the scientific work to actually quantify or measure the radiation being emitted, whether it was either from the 5 gig or from the wireless routers or from, the sensors to the electrical grid. Remember that a while ago they were concerned about?
Yes.
And my point is they would have a more compelling case if they either, quantified, got themselves a spectrum analyzer, hired an electronic engineer. It's expensive. And basically put out a report about it, And none of them seem to either mention the inverse square law, which is basically that as you get further away from a radiation source, the amplitude of the radiation drops off precipitously.
Yes.
And you can quantify it. I don't know if a Gauss meter would work for measuring the 5 gigahertz bandwidth either.
I don't believe that it would. I don't believe that it would. But, you know, what you're seeing being bandied around the internet are, you know, scare tactic articles like 5G uses the same frequency as the Pentagon's human-controlling ray gun. But as you pointed out correctly, the difference is the amplitude. Because any radio of any frequency can be deadly if it's coming at you in megawatt power. But the whole point of these tightly networked antenna is they don't put out a lot of radio energy. And the whole idea is supposedly, it's going to be safe. I really do think that a lot of this hysteria about 5G is an organized PR campaign from the 4G companies who are afraid of losing business.
Interesting. But the thing about it is, it can be quantified. And there are spectrum analyzers. It's actually one of the reasons why I won't buy a cell phone. I'm waiting for when cell phones have spectrum analyzers built into them. Then I'll be impressed with it, because I think that would be, I think that would be a killer app, because I would love to know, like, if I had a cell phone and I'm walking around through the course of the day, like, what ambient radiation I am accumulating and exposed to through the course of the day. I'd love to have that all quantified in a daily report, you know? I think that would be a killer app, but I think the technology isn't there yet to get a spectrum analyzer into your cell phone.
There would have to be an add-on device that plugged into, like, the lightning port to give it the necessary sensors. Again, the totality of our exposure to electromagnetic radiation is something that should be looked at, and there are no numbers for it. Fingers are being pointed at the Wi-Fi routers, at the 5G phones, and this and that. But it's more than that. It's the AM radio, FM radio, CB. There's no more CB. It's a different name now. Radars, especially, they're very high powered. And what are going to be the effects of all of this? Now, of course, electromagnetic radiation does not accumulate in the body. It's on or it's off. And at very low energies, in theory, it should be harmless. That's what they were saying about those airport scanners. And then it was discovered a new phenomenon called magnetic resonance, where radio waves at much lower energy than needed to break the molecular bonds, i.e. cook them, could actually shake the molecules to the point where they would break. Again, it's easy to say it's going to be 5G, it's going to be this, it's going to be the smart meters. It's everything all at once going on that saturates. And we're never going to find out about that, because you have all these large corporations who are making money off of AM radio or FM radio or TV over-the-air broadcast. And the military is not going to give up their radars. Unless you build your own home and turn it into a Faraday cage, it's just one of those things where you can fret about it and you can worry about it, but that's going to be about it.
Yeah, and people need to consider also just the sun itself, because you want to talk about the number one radiation source out there, it's the sun, and people who live in higher altitudes are going to be way more exposed to radiation through the course of the lifetime. Like, if you live in Denver and you're a mile high versus yep. people who live at sea level, so that's always a factor too.
Well, now, people who live at higher altitudes are also more exposed to cosmic rays.
Yeah. Now, one last point I wanted to bring up. I just like to throw this idea out to you, because I always thought this about volcanoes. Hope you don't mind, but in you have the one in Italy, Mount Etna, I guess it's in Sicily.
Yes.
And I always thought, like, if they had bulldozers and just carved off the top constantly, like took that aggregate off the top and just sent it down, like maybe a rail line, you know, in dump it to make more, you know, like coastal land, right? Whether that would reduce the overall pressure on the volcano, in the sense you would be harvesting magma from it. So if you knock several thousand feet, you see what I'm saying, off the top of
yeah.
Mount Etna, right? Then it
okay,
might
Paul, make, I got to put yeah. you on hold. Paul, right. I got to put you on hold. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Paul in New Jersey. We're talking about his suggestion of using large earth-moving equipment to very gently shave off the top of a volcano, take it on down, use it for landfill, and that this will somehow reduce the pressure on the volcano. Well, no. The pressure that makes a volcano erupt originates deep, deep underground. The pressure from the overburden on the volcanic cone represents the cork in the bottle. And assuming that the volcano is not dormant or extinct, you could actually trigger an eruption by removing enough of that overburden because there'd be less pressure holding it in check.
By the way, to let you know, I've been to Hawaii, to the mainland, and I went to Mauna Kea. We hiked up that.
Yes.
And I heard that, you know, that after a volcano gets so high that the pressure from the magma below finds a new outlet, and in the case of Hawaii, there's a new volcano south of the main island coming up under the seafloor.
Lauihi. Lauihi.
Yeah. And that's basically where
Kilauea came from. I mean, because Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea are so high, as the hot spot as the Big Island moved northwest over the hot spot, it forced out a new vent on Kilauea.
Yeah, but it just seems to me that volcanoes can only get so high, and then when they get too high, the source of the pressure finds a new outlet. That's why my suggestion about scraping off the tops of volcanoes is kind of, it'd be an interesting experiment. I'd love to see him do it over there in Stromboli or somewhere.
Well, I foresee some major logistics issues, first of all. Again, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what happened on this last eruption. Rather than have the lava coming up out of Kilauea, it basically found a new path down through all those fissures into the residential area. Fissure number 8, that's the new vent. It's not a new volcano. A lot of people were trying to claim it was a new volcano, but it isn't, because it's part of the same system. But that's exactly what happens. And you'll see that in all of Hawaii's volcanoes. If you ever go to Maui and visit Haleakala, and you're going to see all these little tiny cones all over, and they're all part of the same system. It was just the magma finding the path of least resistance to the surface here. And you're right. Yeah. There is a new volcanic island forming on the floor of the Pacific Ocean south of the Big Island. It's called Lo'ihi. And it's going to be quite a while before it breaks the surface of the ocean, but everybody knows it's down there.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're lucky to live there. Anyway, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jeff in Twin Cities. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I talked to you last week a little bit about the homeless camp, and on Sunday I was driving around, and like I say, this is a camp that is set up basically on the east side of Hiawatha Avenue, which is one of the paths, the old Indian paths from like the river downtown Minneapolis all the way out to the Minnehaha Falls, and so I noticed that there's like one of these freeway walls, and the camp is set up outside of that, and they've got like these police trailer with the spotlights up, and they're on the south end of the camp. They're on all night long. And then south of there's streets, and then they put up the freeway wall again, and now I notice there's a lot of tents there, and then to the north of the area is what's called Franklin Avenue, which is an old streetcar line that runs east and south between Minneapolis and St. Paul. And there is space from the south of the sidewalk up until the freeway wall. And now there's tents there, and there's also tents across the street in the median. There's a median between Franklin Avenue east and west, a grass path or whatever you call it. And so there's tents everywhere. And I had a lady, I'm a cab driver, and this lady from Chicago says that these people are doing this because by staying in tents, their benefit money goes to them and not to the landlord that they might have if they had one that would rent them an apartment. And there's a serious backlog in available housing for all the people that are on benefits but are waiting for housing. This lady tells me she lives in a shelter that's an old haunted nunnery for $800 a month, and then I have all these people that are in alcohol and drug treatment, and they're paying an average of $750 a month to live amongst 10 or 12 people in a single-family home that is now in the drug rehabilitation business, which is the business in Minneapolis. Everybody comes to get off drugs, alcohol, counseling, rebuild their lives, all the way back to Sister Kennedy and the water cures and all that. But anyway, it's getting cold here. I don't know what's going to happen.
Winter's coming here. Anyway, Jeff, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials.
Right,
we'll be right back.
Up to date. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking science and health news. And over at CERN, they have the Large Hadron Collider, which apparently has gone through yet another upgrade to increase its power. And once again, we're hearing scientists express concern that they're really operating in the dark. Now, before, we've had people expressing concern about the accidental creation of what would be called a quantum black hole, which is enough mass to form a singularity, but it's not the size of a planet. It's microscopic, hence the name of quantum black hole. Such a particle, of course, would be impossible to hold, would be very heavy, very dense. It would just drop down through the accelerator, through the floor, and into the Earth and start slowly gobbling up the Earth. In fact, there was a science fiction novel that was based on that. In fact, I think it was by the same guy who did the Da Vinci Code, one of his first works. But now there's a new scientist out there, Sarah Napton, reporting in the Telegraph, says there is the possibility that the quarks generated in this accelerator will form themselves into compressed objects called strangelets. and that in itself would be harmless. However, there is a theory out there that a strangelet could, by contagion, convert anything else it encounters into a new form of super dense matter, transforming the entire Earth into a hyperdense sphere about 100 meters across. Now, it's not a black hole, it's not a singularity, but it's definitely something along the lines of a neutron star, or a neutron planet in this particular case. And sometimes it seems like science does get a little reckless, and I hope the people at CERN are keeping an eye on all of this. But again, I want to go back to my primary concern about this high-energy research, and that is that it may be spinning a fantasy world. Particle physicists like to joke that particle physics is like taking two mechanical clocks and smashing them together and then try to guess what the clocks look like by all the springs and gears that fly on out. That's what the atom smasher does. It bangs the two clocks together. But to take the analogy a little bit further, you could argue that at enough of an impact speed, the individual teeth on the gears would break off and fly out as separate, discrete particles, even though you know that prior to the impact, they were not so. So my question is, and this gets back to my concerns about the so-called God particle, are we really seeing a new face of nature coming out of this machine, or are we seeing artifacts of the experimental process itself? Because they're down at a level where they're dealing with these particles that nobody can prove ever existed before the experiment ran. And I understand the golden rule of science, whoever's got the gold makes the science, and these big projects are moneymakers. The money is pouring on in. The scientists are making, decent living at it. And it looks really impressive, and it's national prestige. But I wish somebody would seriously be asking, just what is it that's coming on out of these collisions, these near light speed collisions? Is it really something new, or is it something that's actually created by the collider? Because if it's just being created by the collider, then it's not part of nature. Anyway, as you know, Japan launched a space probe to the asteroid Ryugu, and the spaceship dropped a hopping robot. The gravity is so light on this asteroid that they couldn't use wheels or treads because the probe could actually throw itself back off into space. So they dropped this robot there, and they got all kinds of amazing photos. The little hopping lander ran for 17 hours. It was on a non-rechargeable lithium oxide battery. So that's all it was supposed to last. But they got a whole bunch of pictures. And good for the Japanese here. Now, here's an interesting little story. And we've seen these before. This is coming out of Natural News. And it's reporting on how a trio of researchers, Helen Pluckrose, a researcher and author, James Lindsay, an author with a doctorate in mathematics, and Peter Boghossian, a philosophy professor, set out to prove that academic bias has all but totally delegitimized the scientific process. And boy, did they succeed. Apparently, these three individuals wrote up a whole bunch of totally bogus scholarly papers pushing the liberal agenda. And unfortunately, I can't describe some of what was in there, again, because of FCC rules and regulations. But they were able to get seven of these fake studies accepted for publication. Four are already up published online. Seven more are said to be under review. And these were articles that dealt with transphobia and improving men's understanding of feminist values. And oh yes, that's what we're going to publish. So you have this ideological bias where nonsense articles, these articles were written to be junk. They were written to be nonsensical, and they still got published. And then you have the monetary bias where scientists are being paid by pharmaceutical companies to write scholarly articles that promote the pharmaceutical industry's products. And it is corrupting science. It absolutely is corrupting science. We see that with human-caused global warming. The database everybody was relying on was found to be just loaded with errors. There was one time when one of the satellites that was supposed to be monitoring the temperature data set, the temperature of the Earth, was sending in these very high numbers, and everybody said, oh, there it is. There's the proof Earth is warming. Then it turned out the sensor on the satellite was defective. And even though NOAA deleted that data from their servers, the promoters of global warming still use it, as was seen in the data from this satellite. And that's not science anymore. That's politics. It's a scam. And I wish our public schools were teaching better science to our kids. Scientific method, not what to think, but how to think. I think that would be absolutely essential. Okay, as you know, the Catholic Church, I think we mentioned it earlier in the show, 13 states now have statewide investigations of sex abuse related to the Catholic Church. And by the way, this is not a problem that is exclusive to the Catholic Church. It's certainly very prevalent there, but other religions have these issues as well. So now the Vatican is taking off the gloves, and they're going after Cardinal Mark Quillet, who basically wrote a public letter calling on Pope Francis to resign for covering up sexual misconduct by a senior American churchman. And actually, it was Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano that made the accusation that Pope Francis should resign. And the cardinal is saying it's calumny and defamation. And say, this is just an attack on Pope Francis. It's a political frame job devoid of real foundation. So they're getting a little bit testy over there. Meanwhile, the Pope himself is saying it's all the fault of the devil. And the devil is alive and well and working overtime to undermine the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope is so convinced that Satan is to blame for the sexual abuse crisis that he's asked Catholics around the world to recite a special prayer every day in October to try and beat back the devil. They do have a real problem there. Meanwhile, leaders of the Catholic Church in Nova Scotia are asking forgiveness for, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, the Mi'kmaq, for the Shudenacadie Indian Residential School. Remember, that's been a big problem all across Canada. It was a big scandal when it blew on up. The priest who tried to expose all of this was actually kicked out of the church. But at least they've gone through the process here where it's forgiveness and reconciliation. Maybe. I don't know. That's an awful lot of abuse there. Voyager 2 is now nearing the interstellar, the boundary with interstellar space. It's called the heliopause. Voyager 1 already went past it. Voyager 2 is now nearing it. And it's a little less than 11 billion miles from Earth. And NASA is saying the craft has detected an increase in cosmic rays that originate outside our solar system. So we're still getting data from it, which is just absolutely amazing. And I got to tell you, that makes me feel old, because when I was working at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, I saw these spacecraft being built. There's a little window, a gallery over the spacecraft assembly area, which is a clean room area. But you're allowed to go up there and just peek through the window at what they're working on. and I watched them putting these together. Wow, how long it's been here. It's been a bad period for NASA, unfortunately. You have the Opportunity rover on Mars is still not communicating. And as near as they can tell from the images from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, the dust storm left the rover piled high with dust, meaning the solar cells are not getting any light. So they're not expecting that one to come back. And NASA's talking about basically winding that mission down. Over at Curiosity, they have decided they're going to try and deal with their little glitch by switching back to the Side A computer. Now, Curiosity has two computers, Side A and Side B. And shortly after landing, the Side A computer malfunctioned, and they switched over to Side B, which has been running ever since. But now Side B has developed this problem where the rover is operating completely and is able to send and receive commands, but for some reason cannot forward the data from the sensors back to Earth. Meanwhile, during all this time, engineers have been working to revive the Side A computer. And while it doesn't have as much memory as it used to have, they're going to switch back over to Side A to get Curiosity up and running and then try and use that to diagnose what's going on with Side B. So hopefully they'll get that one going. But again, these missions lasted a lot longer than originally planned. So you really can't say that this is a failure. Over at the Hubble Space Telescopes last Friday, one of the gyroscopes failed. And Hubble is now in safe mode. All non-essential systems are turned off. No science observations being done. And mission controllers are working to try and figure out how to get the 28-year-old telescope back up and running. Then you had the issue with it's been a rough week for NASA, and I feel sorry for those people, because when you're working on that kind of a mission, it's not just the paycheck. I mean, you love what you're doing. You're excited by what you're doing, and you can get very emotionally caught up in all of it, which can have a good side in terms of motivation and dedication, can have a bad side. We had a flight controller sort of go through a breakdown at one point. So it's very intense and stressed. So let's see what else is going on out in the world here. To nobody's surprise, the online paid shilling is starting to pick up ahead of the midterm elections. There's a lot of money to be made if you're willing to be an online shill, which means having absolutely no moral compass or ethics whatsoever. We talked about the limo driver being an FBI informant. Now, here is a good one. Hermosa Elementary in Artesia, New Mexico, is calling for police-grade surveillance technology to supposedly protect the students. And that includes gunshot detection systems. Well, by the time you're detecting the gunshot, it's too late. But they are putting in metal detectors and biometric locks requiring facial recognition or a person's iris. I think that's less about the protection of the students and more about conditioning the next generation to simply accept this total Orwellian world where everywhere you go, you're identified and you're scanned. John Oliver apparently has leapt to the defense of George Soros, saying it's just a baseless conspiracy theory that Soros paid the Kavanaugh protesters. Well, we do know at one time there was that video where one of the people who was screaming at Kavanaugh in the hearing room walked outside and was handed a wad of cash. Somebody was paying this. And we know there's a lot of money being thrown on in here to try and steer the elections. There's no more will of the people. You public relations firms exist to manipulate you, to get your vote for whoever they want. And lying is big business in the United States of America. So getting on back to what we talked about at the top of the show, this whole Kavanaugh hearing business, it's a national disgrace. It's an absolute national disgrace. It has shown the American people and the rest of the world just how childish politicians can be, especially on the liberal Democratic side. And like I said, I was hoping this was all going to be over with the nomination, the confirmation, but apparently not. Apparently the Democrats cannot let it go, just the way Hillary cannot let go of the 2016 election. We're going to take a few words of commercials and then back with the last segment of today's show.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And apparently Saudi Arabia has reacted quite angrily to the accusation from Turkey that this dissident journalist was killed inside their consulate. They're saying it's a complete lie and nothing to it. So this is not going to help the situation between Saudi Arabia and Turkey. But apparently 15 journalists have disappeared just since last month. And this is from Reporters Without Borders. And obviously, it's a concern if reporters are being kidnapped or worse, because it's cutting off the flow of information. And when you cut off the flow of information, all that's left is propaganda, which is what we are being fed daily. George W. Bush said, we got to catapult the propaganda forward. Apparently, during today's Columbus Day festivities, liberals were starting to scream that we need to take down all the statues of Columbus because he brought disaster to the Native Americans. Actually, that was done by people who followed him. But again, this is a concerted attack on our history. Because if you can raise a population that has no sense of who they are, where they came from, or where they're going, they're easy to control. And that's definitely a big part of that that new world order, that globalist agenda. So getting on back to Kavanaugh, mass hysteria as a spectator sport. And again, I'd like to see it go away, but I am very concerned. I mean, they're screaming about impeachment. What happens if the Democrats don't take the House in November? What if the Trump victory with Kavanaugh has galvanized the GOP voters and they get out of their house and they vote? And there's a good reason to, because if you look at the behavior of those Democrats in Congress, do you really want them to have control of the House of Representatives? So that's your assignment. Rivero's Rangers, you need to get out the Republican vote. And just say, after that spectacle that the Democrats put on in the Kavanaugh hearings, they're dangerous. This isn't just politics anymore and my agenda and your agenda. The Democrats have become dangerous. And we know they're going to try everything they can to steal the election anyway. Illegal immigrants are voting. Apparently, some of these polling places are now using wireless voting machines. Oh, trust us. They're secure. They can't be hacked into. Yeah. All right. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everyone that you know. Use email, face-to-face, Sneegernet. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. If I can get enough money, I'll start shutting off some of these advertisers because I'm really fed up with them. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.